quarter to six and 49 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day with our friend Jason Kanz. Heading into the weekend, right?
Yeah, for sure. Finally.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that anyway.
Yeah, for sure. You had a great post about your middle child this week where Alex had shared about something. Sounds like a gather. Maybe he, someplace he works. I don't know if we can say that or not. But and then he noted that, and I really was really struck by what you talked about Alex's growth and awareness in his own life.
Yeah, just such a beautiful soul. I mean, so it was, yeah, a work party just kind of celebrating people just living fully. And I had commented, I absolutely love watching you come into your own, as you sang recently, finally learning to love yourself. You're a beautiful human, and I'm so glad to know you. You know, and it's just, I think when we can identify and celebrate those moments of joy, of living in freedom, which so seems so few and far between, it's a great idea to see those and celebrate those.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of celebration, I was at the 3-year celebration of Jesus Fit last night, spearheaded by Brian and Anna Wilcombe, beautiful humans as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, I mean, I'm glad to hear you went. You talk, you and I talked a little bit about that off the air, but I think it's amazing to me. It's already 3 years into that.
I know, yeah. And I think I first checked it out around, you know, a year and a half ago, yep. November of 22, but yeah, it's been good to get to know Brian, a former youth pastor, and as he's launched into this with various little micro churches, and I guess the latest one they're thinking about is Pizza Church. So,
Pizza Church.
That's right.
Man, that sounds like, as long as they don't serve pineapple. Actually, there it's probably freedom to do what you want, right? I mean, so pineapple pizza would probably be okay there.
Would you please be inclusive? Okay, so... the thing is, though, I did acknowledge earlier in the week we talked about sugar is everywhere. And the thing is that, you know, you can say no to a cake one day and lemon squares the next day. But then you're going to wake up and there's going to be a free candy bar on the break room table. And then there's going to be a celebratory cake. And it just feels like it. Sugar just says I'm fun.
It does. And I'm here. And I will always love you, I think is what it says. even though, it's not true. I mean, sugar doesn't always
love. No, it's the dark side.
Yeah,
but,
right.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, it just puts on a mask, you know?
It does. It does. But I think one of my wife's top three life skills is making Rice Krispie bars. Oh. And she made some last night. And I'm like, ugh. I could just sit and probably eat the whole pan at once.
Yeah.
So far, I've done reasonably well.
I did not eat the whole cake, but I did have a piece.
Yeah.
And frosting... Don't even tell me about how much sugar's in the frosting.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
It's good stuff.
I guess I didn't have coffee, but it was the anniversary of root beer yesterday, which, by the way, you did share about your favorite root beer.
You know, the one I mentioned is Dr. McGillicuddy's, who's actually well-known for making alcohol, but they... For a while, I don't know if they still do, made a root beer that was just fantastic. And I've bought a total of 2 containers of it, and I've never been able to find it again. But just lovely, smooth, vanilla-y. It lives in my memory.
Huh. Yeah, we did get a listener, I don't know if it can immediately, who did message us and say that they told us the name of what the McGillicuddy's is called now. So I'll pass that on to you.
Wonderful.
It was like it's called Freddy's or something. I don't know.
Huh.
Something.
Cool.
All right. So we'll close with Acts 2, 14 through 21. Yesterday you read it. This is what you say in Letters to the Beloved. Here on WWIB, as the 4 minute and 19 second music ran out, which means the show's not done yet, but it means we're getting close. Okay, so here we go. In boldness, Peter stood and declared aloud, "Listen, all of you who are gathered here in Jerusalem, pay attention, for this is true. Not one of us is drunk. It's only 9 in the morning, but remember what the prophet Joel wrote down. In the last days, God shall declare, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh everywhere. Sons and daughters shall speak prophecy. Young men will see visions and older men have dreams. Even on my servants, my spirit I'll release, filled with my word. My truth will never cease. Look to the heavens and behold with wonder flashes of light and peals of thunder. Look to the earth. Don't miss the signs, blood and fire mixed, body and spirit combined. The sun shall go dark and the moon turns blood red before the day of the Lord comes, just as I said. Great and magnificent shall be my redemption. All who call upon me shall be saved, no exemption. Final thoughts.
I was just going to say that sounds like Dr. Seuss interprets the Bible, mm-hmm. hearing it out loud. But, you know, so often when I was looking at the poetic pieces here, I wanted them to have a little bit of poetic flair to them. And so I added some rhyming in to what the words of Joel were. And I think that last section just stands out to me. All who call upon me shall be saved, no exemption. You know, I think that's just a beautiful truth.
You called upon that part of you that wrote Soil of the Divine, the 150 poems from the Psalms, right?
It is, absolutely.
All right, breakfast tomorrow?
Sounds good, I'll see you then.
I could use it today, but I guess we're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Thank you, friend. Well, you've got a birthday not that far away, but I've got my 60th coming up next month, and we've got a segment here, things it takes most of us 50 years to learn.
So I've got a built-in excuse, but you've had a decade to make sure
right.
you know these things, Alvo. So.
Yeah, I should know these. For instance, I don't know if I agree even
I
with these things.
With this.
Yeah, so the first one is the terribleness of a movie is directly proportional to the number of helicopters in it. I think helicopters are really cool.
I love that. Yeah, things it takes most of us 50 years to learn. How about this one? You will never find anybody who can give you a clear and compelling reason why we observe daylight saving time.
That is probably true.
I probably agree with that.
You should never say anything. I haven't pre-read this. Is that okay? You should never say anything to a woman that even remotely suggests you think she's pregnant unless you can actually see a baby. Yeah, emerge. I think that's good advice in general. You don't say when are you due. You don't like assume that.
Yeah.
Don't assume pregnancy. Yeah.
Yes. How about this one? One of the most powerful forces in the universe is gossip. I'd agree with that one. Absolutely.
Harmful, negative. We take it for granted. We overlook it. And I love 1 Peter 2:1. It's got five different things along the lines of what you say that can cause problems. And Warren Wiersbe helped me see that those are the things that need to be cleared out before you can really let the word sink deeper into your soil with the next verse. Another one. The one thing that unites all human beings these days is that we believe that we are above average drivers.
Isn't that true? Deep down, we all believe.
Yeah, nobody says they're a below average driver, right?
Things it takes most of us 50 years to learn here in the WIB Wake Up Show. There comes a time when you should stop expecting other people to make a big deal about your birthday. That time comes right around age 11, they say. Well, maybe you could stretch it a little bit more than that. But yeah, again, it's been funny as you mentioned, I have a birthday coming up and my 6-year-old reminds me about that a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm glad that you find joy in Daddy's birthday coming up. Daddy doesn't really find so much joy anymore.
I hear you. A couple more here. We try, and by the way, 6:20 in the morning, we try to make a big deal of people's birthdays early in the show and then throughout our show here on WWIB. Another thing that maybe you've learned, it takes 50 years, but if you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race will never achieve its full potential, that word would be meetings.
Amen.
Calling to mind the Patrick Lencioni book, Death by Meeting.
Oh, dear. Things it takes most of us 50 years to learn. One more. They say, nobody cares if you can't dance well, just get up and dance.
There you go.
There you go. Maybe you want to dance to some of the tunes here on WWIB. Well, it's time for one of our Friday morning traditions here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Hal. It's where we get you caught up on things you might have missed in the last week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We know you're busy. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted a 60% chance of a solar radiation storm starting this week.
So if you're going to be outside, don't forget your SPF 10,000.
Good idea.
Scientists say that thousands of years ago, our ancestors wore makeup.
But putting mud on your face didn't become really popular until someone put it into a jar and sold it for $150.
I still don't understand it.
Researchers say that stress may be the main cause of gaining weight.
It's true. People get stressed out by how hard it is to open up that third bag of Doritos.
Can you help with this?
A study found that pregnancy physically changes a woman's brain.
But I'm not going to be the one who tells her.
Smart.
Scientists think the key to aging has something to do with how our DNA falls apart as we get older.
And here I thought the key to aging was having all those birthdays.
Uh-huh.
The record for the world's biggest teddy bear is 65 feet tall.
Unfortunately, the day after it was certified as the record holder, it was immediately ripped apart by the family dog.
That's what happens.
And finally this morning, a study finds that video games with lots of action can improve your vision.
Not to mention your ability to deal with zombies.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. And the founder of OneFest joins us, Heather Fleshinsky. Thank you so much, Heather, for joining us. And again, honored to be the hometown station of OneFest here at WWIB. We can't wait August 2nd through the 4th in Cadiz. I don't know, but I can guess just how busy you are as we start the countdown.
It is really ramping up with the work involved, but we're super excited and pumped for it as well.
Again, probably the biggest, best lineup you've ever had at OneFest. But if folks haven't been before, they might not realize, again, not only do you have so much space the Lord has blessed you with the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadiz, but also, I mean, just tons of activities. I mean, this is just full scale. It's so much more than just the music. There's everything for families to do.
Yes, there's so much. And we are planning things with our featured organizations like Trail Life USA. They're bringing in a whole bunch of activities, outdoor activities for kids. Plus, we have a basketball challenge.
Really?
And Sleep in Heavenly Peace is coming, and they're doing two bed builds during the festival.
Nice.
So there's so much going on. And we're having an activity stage for kids. So dance lessons, fun activities, getting the kids moving so they're not just sitting and watching music all the time and keeping them as excited about OneFest as everybody else.
And that's what's so cool, again, about OneFest is it's a family festival. It's a Christian music festival. You want families to come and be able to worship and have fun together. And it is, again, for folks I know listen from all over the place, this is probably the family vacation of your summer, too. It's so much to do and see and enjoy. There's the food trucks as well. I mean, it's just activity after activity, and the kids are going to go to bed very, very tired in a good way.
Yeah, you mentioned food trucks. Oh, my gosh, we have even more coming this year and so many fun foods to try. But camping, our campground space, of course, is so much bigger at the new venue. And we have great camping team members who are putting together fun activities to even have in the campground, from stretching in the morning to a campfire at night together. So we have a whole bunch of stuff happening. And then you mentioned other age groups as well. And we do have our One Voice competition.
Yes.
And band showcase. And that's for 18 and under. So anybody who has talent or one wants to just praise the Lord in that age category, please apply for those opportunities.
Yeah, and I think the deadline is coming up at the end of this month, too. So click on One Voice at onefest.com, correct?
Correct. If we need a few more, we might extend the deadline, but definitely get your application in, and you just have to send a little recording and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go from there.
And a chance for some really great prizes as well, too. Again, one of the things that makes OneFest happen is volunteers. Again, you are a nonprofit organization, too, and we'll touch on the opportunities for folks to be sponsors of OneFest as well, but volunteers are a great chance to be able to see the festival for free and volunteer in a lot of different areas. There's so many, I mean, from parking to probably the camping area to again, I mean, you can tell us about how many different opportunities there are for folks to volunteer and get involved.
We need over 300 volunteers. Mm. And with each volunteer, you get in for free if you come and give us a little bit of your time. Most of it's not hard labor. Most of it's just hanging out, selling concession stands or parking cars or things like that. Nothing too much into it, but a lot of helpful, because we need those spots filled. So.
And again, you work your shift, you get in for free. I think you get a t-shirt in the deal as well.
Right, you do.
Let's talk about, again, before we get to the sponsorships available, RVs is usually something that you guys do. You do such a great job. Something I've really been impressed with OneFest is how you want to refresh the artists and make sure that they have not only spaces to relax because they're out on the road and on tour, but I know you guys always set them up with some great local gift baskets and things as well, mm-hmm. to really take care of them and bless them as they're blessing us. But RVs is a big part of that, kind of the mobile green room, so to speak, so that these artists have a place to again, kind of get out of the heat, get out of the sun and away from the crowds a little bit too, and just feel refreshed and encouraged.
Yeah, as we continue to expand in more stages and more artists, we definitely are in need of a few more RVs for that green room space. And in addition to that, if you're a church and you have a group of people who are interested in helping us bless those artists with those baskets, we'd love the help there too. So you can contact us and we'll get you the opportunity opportunity at least to provide something local from your community for these artists.
Again, one-fest.com is where you can find out more about everything we're talking about as OneFest comes up August 2nd through the 4th in Kidada, the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds, talking with Heather, the founder of OneFest. And one final thing, again, it takes a significant amount of funding to be able to make an event like OneFest happen as a nonprofit. You need that. You prayerfully rely on that. It's not just ticket sales. You need sponsorships as well. So what are the opportunities out there for, again, organizations, businesses to be involved in that way?
We still have all of our tier levels, our possibilities, anywhere from $500 all the way up to whatever you feel called to give. All of those help us out so much in all of these activities that we've talked about, all of the space that we're having to rent at the new grounds. All of that costs money. And so anything that you can provide is definitely a blessing and will help us continue this ministry moving forward.
Again, one-fest.com, one-fest.com. You can get linked up from our website as well, wwib.com/onefest. OneFest 2024, it's going to be here before we know it, the family event of the summer. Heather, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we are just counting down the days.
Thank you for having me, and yes, counting down the days. Don't tell me how many days are left, because
she doesn't want to know that.
I don't want to know.
Get involved, folks. Attend, help out, serve, support. It is going to be fantastic. OneFest 2024.
And it's time for your audio trail mix. Monday through Friday, the WIB Wake Up Show. Summing it up in less than 4 minutes right here.
To right field. Deep. And William Contreras, a three-run bomb.
The hot hitting continues for William Contreras and the Milwaukee Brewers. Jeff Levering there on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Brewers bashed the Pirates 10-2.
What's the difference between the local deli and the Detroit Zoo?
Wow. The local deli and the Detroit Zoo. You got me. What is it?
One has a man-eating tiger, and the other has a man-eating salami.
Oh, odd hotel complaints. The ice cream was too cold.
The bath was too big. Today is Dance Like a Chicken Day, just so you know.
All right. I think I may skip out on that, but
okay.
It's
just wanted you to be in the know.
I feel like your wife and I probably are on the same wavelength with that.
Right. We did not have the chicken dance at our wedding celebration for Peggy.
Over 50 million Americans have one or more of these. One or more of what?
How about a pet?
Pets.
50 million of us have one or more pets.
Pets are like Pringles. You can't have just one.
We've got like four. That's not it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. One more guess here.
Pets are like Pringles.
I don't know. It's not.
All right.
Don't eat your pet.
I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl from Elk Mound. Is it a tattoo? 50 million Americans have one or more tattoos, and Havo and I don't have any between us.
You are absolutely correct. Heather, Cheryl, you're the winner.
Cheryl, yes, it is tattoos. And we can ask you, do you have any tattoos, Cheryl?
I do have a tattoo. I have one.
Okay, well, then you're part of the 50 million. We are not. So well done.
And here's the deal. In terms of getting a gut punch sometime, you just never know, right? You're living your life, and all of a sudden you get information that just almost knocks you out of your chair.
Yeah.
And Peter Ide is a guy. He had hosted Life Fest all the times I remember being there. Very energetic, talented artist out of the Twin Cities. He and his wife adopted. He had quite a story with that. I remember seeing him. I said this yesterday. He'd been at Trinity Lutheran in Eau Claire. Maybe a Christmas concert and a fundraising concert for some friends in Colfax, which was pretty sparsely attended, but he was there in good spirits and just a great guy. And then I read a Facebook post, Jason, that just about knocks me out of my chair a couple of days ago, that somebody attended his celebration of life. He was 56 years old. He died of colon and liver cancer.
Wow.
I know.
You know, you had mentioned that name, and I was like, boy, that's just, it stirs something. And I think he also was at Sunshine. I think he would do the announcing
there.
Yeah,
that could have been. Probably.
Yeah.
He was great at it.
Huh. Yeah, he was wonderful. But yeah, that's shocking. And very young.
I know. And today's number for the day is 50,000. That is the cents the nose can remember. That is crazy. Who knew that? 50,000 cents your nose can remember? Wow. Does that decline as you age like everything else? I wonder.
And how about arena football coming to Eau Claire? The Arena League yesterday said Eau Claire will be getting an expansion team. No word on what the team will be called or just who owns the team. League Commissioner Tim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer, will be in Eau Claire on Friday to provide some more details. Here are the most unusual complaints revealed by hotel staff. For instance, one staffer received this complaint. The sheets are too white.
Wow.
Just too clean. I like him to feel a little bit more like home.
And the bases are loaded for Jake Bowers. The 3-2 delivery. High drive, deep right field. Back goes Reynolds. Grand slam. The Brewers are within a run. It's 7-6 Pittsburgh.
Quite the variety. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Making sure we give the attribution to Jeff as well, too.
Quite the variety on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Big week for the Brewers.